ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ। ਫਰੀਦਾ ਕਾਲੇ ਮੈਂਡੇ ਕਪੜੇ, ਕਾਲਾ ਮੈਂਡਾ ਵੇਸ, ਗੁਨਹੀਂ ਭਰਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਫਿਰਾਂ, ਲੋਕ ਕਹੈ ਦਰਵੇਸ। ਤੂੰ ਦਰਿਆਓ ਦਾਨਾ ਬਿਨਾ, ਮੈਂ ਮਛਲੀ ਕੈਸੇ ਅੰਤ ਲਵਾਂ। ਜਹ ਜਹ ਦੇਖਾਂ ਤਹ ਤਹ ਤੂੰ ਹੈ, ਤੁਝ ਤੇ ਨਿਕਸੀ ਫੂਟ ਮਰਾਂ। ਹਮਰੀ ਗਣਤ ਨਾ ਗਣਿਆ ਕਾਈ, ਆਪਣਾ ਬਿਰਧ ਪਛਾਣ। ਹੱਥ ਦੇ ਰਾਖੇ ਕਰੇ ਆਪਣੇ, ਸਦਾ ਸਦਾ ਰੰਗ ਮਾਣ। ਸਾਚਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸਦ ਮਿਹਰਬਾਨ, ਬੰਧ ਪਾਇਆ ਮੇਰਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਪੂਰੈ। ਹੋਈ ਸਰਬ ਕਲਿਆਣ, ਜਿਉ ਪਾਏ ਪਿੰਡ ਜਿਨ ਸਾਜਿਆ, ਦਿੱਤਾ ਪੈਨਨ ਖਾਣ। ਆਪਣੇ ਦਾਸ ਕੀ ਆਪ ਬੈਜ ਰਾਖੀ, ਨਾਨਕ ਸਦ ਕੁਰਬਾਨ। ਦੰਡੋਤ ਬੰਧਨ ਅਨਕ ਬਾਰ, ਸਰਬ ਕਲਾ ਸਮਰਥ। ਡੋਲਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਖੂਬ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ, ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇ ਕਰ ਹੱਥ। ਡੋਲਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਖੂਬ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ, ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇ ਕਰ ਹੱਥ। ਰਾਜਾਨ ਰਾਜ, ਭਾਨਾਨ ਭਾਨ, ਦੇਵਾਨ ਦੇਵ, ਉਪਮਾ ਮਹਾਨ, ਚਬਰ ਛਤਰ ਤਖਦਾਂ ਦੇ ਮਾਲਕ, ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਦੇ ਸਰਗੁਣ ਸਰੂਪ, ਧੰਨ 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 ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਨਿੱਘੀ ਗੋਦ ਵਿਚ ਜੁੜ ਬੈਠੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਰੂਪ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਆਪ ਜੀ ਵਡਭਾਗੇ ਹੋ ਜੋ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਕੁਛ ਸਮੇਂ ਤੋਂ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਭਰਿਆ ਰਸ, ਕੀਰਤਨ, ਜਸ, ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਆਪ ਜੀ ਸਰਵਣ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਸਨ। For the last little while, we're all blessed to be sitting here in Guru Granth Sahib Maharaj's Hujuri, who is the King of Kings, who is beyond all. And whether we are listening here, the few of us that are here in Maharaj's Hujuri, or whether I know Seattle Gurdwara Sahib, they do it live as well, or whether you're listening live on the internet, or whether you're watching recordings, whatever it is. But let's try to focus these few moments that we have to try to understand Guru Maharaj's Bani, to try to understand these moments that we have. How does this life in a second, it moves from the point when we are born until the end when we are on our very last breath. From that time when we are into this world until that time when we leave this world, what are those things that we do in between? What type of forms do we take on within our mind? And what is our true form? Focusing on these things, let's look at the events that happened throughout this week that we are sitting here. Last week, Tan Tan Shri Guru Angad Dev Ji Sache Pacha, their Prakash Dihara, their Agman Purb just passed. This week, we have Tan Tan Panjme Pacha, Guru Arjan Dev Ji Sache Pacha, their Agman Purb. And focusing on these events, let's focus on how Guru Angad Dev Ji Sache Pacha, becoming the form of God, becoming the Roop, how in our essence or in our life can we actually become that true form itself? ਵਿਚਾਰਾ ਆਰੰਭ ਕਰਨ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਇਹ ਦਾਸ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਰੋਜ਼ਾਨਾ ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀਆਂ ਪਿਆਰੀਆਂ ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਗਿਆਨੀ ਜੀ ਪਾਸੋਂ ਸੂਰਜ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਦੀ ਕਥਾ ਸਰਵਣ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਮੇਰੇ ਆਉਣ ਦੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਬੋਲਣ ਦੇ ਸਟੇਜ ਬਹਿਣ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਆਪ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਇਕਾਗਰਤਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਲੜੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭੰਗ ਪੈ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਦਾਸ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਖਿਮਾ ਦਾ ਜਾਜਕ ਹੈ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਆਮ ਨਾਟ ਵਰਥੀ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਅ ਸਟੇਜ ਵਨ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਵਿਦਵਾਨ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਹਾਊਸ ਪਰ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਆਪਾਂ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਆਰੰਭ ਕਰਨ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਾਰੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਧੰਨ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਕਲਗੀਧਰ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਬਖਸ਼ੇ ਹੋਏ ਖਜ਼ਾਨਿਆਂ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਫਤਿਹ ਦੀ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਈਏ ਸਾਰੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਗੱਜ ਵੱਜ ਕੇ ਫਤਿਹ ਬੁਲਾਓ ਜੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ along this path when we are walking to Akal Purkh to the Guru's house within our own jeevan we take steps one step at a time but even while we're walking it's very easy for us to fall if somebody is walking they can fall down a hill if somebody is running it's easier for them to fall If somebody is standing on top of a building, it's likely that they'll fall off the roof and they will get hurt. If somebody is standing on a skyscraper, it's likely that they'll fall off the skyscraper and die. But what if that person is just standing on the ground? If he falls by standing on the ground, he's likely to get hurt. It's likely he might get bruised. But what if that person is just sitting on the ground, he can still fall over and he can still hurt himself. But what if that person is laying on the ground? What if there's no potential for that person to fall because he's already become the lowest of the low of the low? If you have become the lowest of the low and there's no possibility for you to fall, then that falling will not hurt. The higher you go, the higher you make yourself. If you fall from the heavens, if you fall from the skies, If you fall from where the world has thrown you up into the air and you fall, that's when you might get hurt. Because when something hurts, it doesn't actually hurt us. It's impossible. We can never truly get hurt. It hurts our egos. It might hurt our mind. It might hurt who we think we are. But if we truly recognize the one day that we look into that mirror and we see who we actually are to our true essence, that we are not this body, that you are not this person who you call yourself, The day you realize who you actually are, that's the day you do, that is the day that you will be free from this bandhan. That is the day that you will be free and you will actually never have to come back. We speak about understanding hukum. In Bani we read, Aavan jana hukum tisai ka hukum hai bujh samavenge bahur hum kahe avenge. By understanding the hukum, within the hukum, we come into this world and we go. But by understanding that hukum, if we understand that hukum, then there's no point. The day we understand what this entire hukum is, then there's no point in coming back into this world. Because everywhere you will see is that sarup of yourself, is that sarup of Paramatma, is that sarup of Akal Purkh Vaheguru. Sarup meaning form. But there are three things that you need as you walk this path. One thing which we might call jog, which is a method which you apply into yourself, which is a method that you do something. It is a way that you teach your mind. Second thing, it would be gyan, which we call knowledge, which we might even call the essence of light which we shine into our mind to get rid of darkness. Whatever gets rid of darkness, that is called gyan, that is called light. And the third thing that you need is bhakti. Because without that prema bhakti, without that true essence of love, then nothing can be found. But let's look at how somebody can become the form from being nothing, from being absolutely lost in complete agyan, completely lost in darkness. How can they walk this path step by step by step and eventually become the form? If you become the lowest of the low, you could become the highest of the high. ਨੀਚਾ ਅੰਦਰ ਨੀਚ ਜਾਤ ਨੀਚੀ ਹੂ ਅਤ ਨੀਚ ਬਾਈ ਬਿਕਮਿੰਗ ਦ ਲੋਸਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਲੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੈਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਵੁੱਡ ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੰਗਤ ਆਫ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੈਟ ਆਰ ਹਾਈ ਵਾਈ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਦ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਰਿਜ਼ਾਈਡਸ ਵਿਦਇਨ ਦ ਲੋਸਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਲੋ ਲੈਟਸ ਲੁੱਕ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਵਰਡਸ ਆਫ ਭਗਤ ਕਬੀਰ ਜੀ ਹਾਊ ਡਸ ਭਗਤ ਕਬੀਰ ਜੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਅ ਦਾਸ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਅ ਸਲੇਵ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਮਾਈਟ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਮੇਕ ਦਮਸੈਲਵਸ ਨੋਨ ਫਾਰ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਇਟਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਕਾਮਨ Just like Gyani Ji, within the last couple of days we've been reading here in Surya Prakash Katha, Guru Nanak Dev Ji Satya Pacha is giving updates to Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj and the Sangat. And they're saying, look, there's three avasthas in this life. You go through three things in this life. You go through childhood. You go through your jawani, your youthfulness. And then you go into your budhepa. Baal jawani ar birdh phone teen avastha jaan. These are the three states of life that you go through. They say as you're a child, you're going through dukkha, you're going through pain. Your mind has a lot of anxiety. You get jealous very easy. And then when you go into youthfulness, there's a war of kaam, there's a war of lust and attachment that your mind is battling through. It's very easy to get caught up into that. And when you go into your old age, you go into loneliness. You get very angry very easily. And you go after padarth, your mind gets very greedy. These states of mind, Guru Nanak Dev Ji Satya Pacha is describing in Surya Prakash. This is the katha that we've been listening to for the last couple of days. But becoming the lowest of the low, how can you evade that greediness? How can you evade that want for desire, that want for power in the world? Bhagat Kabir Ji says, if you want to become the lowest of the low, if you want to become a slave, they say become like a rock. In these slokas of Bhagat Kabir Ji, think of this as a conversation between the mind. Don't just have this conversation between the bani that you are reading, have this conversation inside of your own mind. Because Bhagat Kabir Ji, first he says something, and then he disproves himself. He says that first you want to become a rock, then he says, no, don't become a rock. He'll prove to you that first become a rock, then he'll say, no, that is not the right answer. Why? Because I realize that there's something beyond that. Sometimes when we have this discussion in our mind, we say that this is the right answer for me, but then later on and later in life, when you reach the next avastha, you might say, or the next realization inside of your life, you might say, no, I was completely wrong, that what I think now is truly right. But the actual truth is that until you are thinking, you will never truly be right. The day that you look inside of yourself, the day that you truly are able to look at yourself, you will be free from all of this. Bhagat Kabir Ji kehne lage, Kabir rura hoye raho baat ka, taj man ka abhiman. First they say, become like a rock. How do you become a rock? What are these qualities of a rock? A rock is hard. A rock doesn't speak back. A rock is always staying on the ground. A rock is something that people walk over and they don't even notice it. A diamond is just as hard. A diamond serves the same purpose, but to the world it looks different. So what does the world do? It takes the diamond and it puts it on a crown. It puts it into the highest places and it worships that jewel, it worships that diamond. But what does the world say to that rock? It steps over it. It throws it left, right and center. It does not give it any worth. Bhagat Kabir Ji says that become like that rock, become the lowest of the low, lay on that path where people walk over you all day and they don't even ask for you, where the rock will not even ask for it. Hey, please give me attention that I'm sitting here on this path. Don't just walk over me. They say become like that rock because if somebody becomes like that rock, the lowest of the low, aisa koi daas hoye, tahe mila pagwan. If somebody becomes the lowest of the low, a slave just like that rock, so with that rock, you can beat things, you can create things, you can cut wood, you can make things out of it. That rock actually serves purpose as well. Become the lowest of the low and actually serve a purpose, then you can beat Bhagavan. But then Bhagat Kabir Ji says, goes even further, they say no, because within a rock there's still a fault. Nanak parkhe aapko, taam parkh jaan. If we truly want to become a judge, we love to judge others as well in life. Whether it's judging ourselves to be great, whether it's judging somebody else to be worse than us. Judging somebody, putting a label upon somebody. Maharaj saying, become a judge. Only, you can only be called a judge if you truly judge yourself first. Nanak parkhe aapko, taan parkh jaan. Bhagat Kabir Ji, here there's judging their own thoughts. They recite a thought, and then they judge their own thought that they just recited. They say, hold on, there's still a fault within me becoming a rock. Maybe I've become a rock now. Maybe I've become the lowest of the low, just like a rock, but no. There's still a fault within me. What is that fault? Bhagat Kabir says, Kabir, roda hua ta kya paya? What is the purpose? What is the point? Even if I've become like that rock, roda hua ta kya paya, panthi ko dukh de. Why? Because those people that are walking along that path, I think I'm serving a purpose. I think I'm the lowest of the low, and I think that they are putting their feet upon my head and just walking over me, and I think that I've reached the lowest stage, but no, I don't realize that I'm still causing them pain. Panthi meaning somebody who's walking the path, some meaning a traveler. Dukh meaning pain. Panthi ko dukh de. I'm still causing them pain. Why? Because when that traveler walks this path, their foot hits this rock. And me being so hard, me being so stubborn within myself, I'm causing that traveler pain. By me sitting there, even me not doing anything, even by me, by not serving any purpose to that traveler, I've even still caused them pain. Even in my own agyan, even in my own ignorance, I'm still causing other people pain. Bhagat Kabir just says, no, this is not it. How do I become? Don't become as hard as that rock, become soft. Become soft like that dirt that is even below than that rock. They say, aisa tera das hoy. This is how your slave should be. Jo tar ni mein ke. Become like that dust. Become like that dirt that is even lower than that rock. Even lower than that rock is the dirt which is soft. Guess what? Because when the traveler walks upon that dirt, it does not cause him any pain. There's no way a traveler can hit the dirt and he can stub his foot. There's no way that dirt can cause him bruises. You say, become like that dirt which will not cause anyone pain. Become so sweet. Become so humble. Where you even becoming the lowest of the low is not going to cause anybody else any pain. And then Bhagat Kabir ji, after realizing that, he says, no. Even after reaching the stage where I'm the lowest of the low, just like that dirt, he says, no, there's something more. Why? Because even this dirt causes people pain. Even this dirt has a fault to it. What is that fault? Oh, akhan lage. Kabir, kya hui to kya paya? What is the purpose? Even if I become the dirt of the dirt, even if I become the lowest of the lowest, lower than the rocks, what is the purpose? Kabir, kya hui to kya paya? Jab ud lage ang. Because when that dirt arises, when the wind comes, when the pressure of the world comes upon that dirt, the dirt will rise above and will fall into the head of those people. It will cause the clean heads, the clean skins, and the clean bodies of those travelers that are walking across that path, it will cause them to get dirty. But the Kabir ji says, no, I do not want to fall under these pressures of this world. What are these pressures of this world? It's very easy to become low. It's very easy to become nobody when you have no power. It's very easy to be humble, to have nimrata, when you have nothing, when you have no money, when you have no self-respect. When you have no respect from others, if you have nothing, it's very easy to become low. But can you still stay low when the world is putting you under pressure and they're making you the highest of the high? When they're making you the highest, when they may put you on a throne, when they make you a mahapurush, when they make you a king of the world. They give you power, they give you treasures, they give you respect. You control people, four people in this world, they might listen to you, your words. Can you use that pressure that's coming to you from the world and actually use it to help others? Or will you be like that dirt? The fault within the dirt is like this. When the world comes with those pressures, with those winds, and the heat makes that dirt arise, it goes upon the bodies of those travelers and it makes their skin dirty. It's just causing other people harm. But the Kabir says, no, I do not even want to become like that dirt. Why? Because I do not want to fall under pressure of the world. There's no pressure from the world that can come upon me. But Kabir ji says, no. Kabir, kya hui to kya paya ja ud lage ang? They say, har jan aisa chahiye jo pani sarbang. What's even lower than that dirt? Below that dirt, there's water. When we read in Pai Kurdas ji diya vara, Pai Kurdas ji de kabit swaiye, we read that People say that dirt is the lowest, that I want to become the dust of your feet. But Bhai Gurdas Ji says, no, Pani Chalna Namarnu. The water is always traveling to a lower spot. It's always traveling downwards. I do not even want to become the lowest of the low, just like that dirt. I want to become what's even lower than that. Because even when dirt is piled up, it still fills up into a pile. And when you pile it, it's going upwards. But when you pour water down anything, it always goes to the lowest point. Bhai Gurdas Ji is saying, Gursikhi ki eh nisani, this is the sign of Sikhi. Become like that water, jiyo bani sarbang. And what are these qualities of water? The qualities of water are this, that no matter where you pour it, it will always go to the lowest point. Whether you pour it into a glass, whether you pour it into a pot, it will always go to the lowest point. It can be used. You cannot use dirt to clean yourself, but you can use water to clean yourself. When water is there, it can be useful when it's cold, and it's useful when it's hot as well. Water has such qualities that no matter where you put it, it will always be traveling downwards. And this nimrta, that sign of nimrta, is the first sign of Sikhi. That's what Bhai Gurdas Ji is saying. But Bhagat Kabir Ji finds a fault within this as well. We can go through so many examples, so many different ways that dirt, rocks, and water, these three elements in itself, they show the states of mind of people. But you can take one of those examples of a rock and you can speak on hours and hours about it. You can take one example of water, you can speak hours upon it. You can take one example of dirt and you can speak hours and hours upon it. Let's look at what Bhagat Kabir Ji is saying. Kabir Ji is saying, no, there's a fault within water as well. What is that fault within water? They say, Kabir, Pani Hua Ta Kya Paya Sira Tata Hue. Because even that water, Sira meaning cold, Tata meaning hot. Because even that water, it gets cold and hot, it gets affected by things as well. It gets affected by people. It's not firm. It does not stay. It's not stable. Then Bhagat Kabir Ji looks around and they say, what is that one thing that slave should be like which is firm? A rock is not firm. It causes people pain. A rock is stubborn. A rock does not want to melt into anything else. A pile of dirt can take the shape of other things. A pile of dirt is soft. But even that dirt is not clean. Water is clean. But even that water still gets affected because it turns hot and it turns cold. It's still not same. It changes shape. What is that one thing that is firm, that one thing that is dhrid, that one thing that is unchanging? Because fashions of the world change. People's opinions in the world change. The laws of government change. Time changes. The winds of the world change. People's bodies change. Even time, even the world, one day it wasn't there. Today it is, tomorrow it won't be. But what is that one thing that is beyond all of these changes, the one thing that does not change to anything? It does not turn into water. It does not get cold and turn into ice. And it does not turn hot. And it does not turn into steam. That one thing is only God Himself. Kabir Ji says, Kabir pani hua ta kya paya, sira tata hoye, har jan aisa chahiye, jaisa har hi hoye. Just like God is. What should a slave truly be like? It should be just like God is, the true form of Akalpurkh. We read in Dasam Bani, Har har jan doi ek hai, bib vichar kach naaye, jalte ubhre tarang jyon jalhi dikhe samaye. Just like the wave of water comes out and the wave goes back into the ocean, just like that, the world might look upon that wave and say, look, I have identified that wave as something to be in the world. But no, Maharaj is saying that, look, that wave just was just a part of the ocean. The world says it was separate for a split moment. But as soon as it went and it reached that sun and samad, reached that sedge back into that ocean again, the world says, no, it was just part of the ocean itself. It was not even separate. A wave can never be separate from the ocean. In the same way, the slave of Akalpurkh can never be separate from Akalpurkh. When we look, there's a story that comes of a Sufi saint. We read in Bhagat Kabir Ji's Barni as well. Kaho Kabir, Bhagat Kar Paya, Pole Paya Milay Raguraya. How in sweet innocence. We spoke about yoga, we spoke about jnana, we spoke about bhagati. What is that state of mind? What is that nimitta state of mind that that sadhu or that slave of the slaves of Akal Purkh have, in which that complete innocence of themselves, because there's no cleverness in those minds. If Akal Purkh is in the same way, sweet, innocent, and like a child mind, in the same way those slaves, those Hari De Jan, those sadhus, with the sweet innocence, with the sweet love, just like a child has for their mother. The child does not need to be proven that this is your mother. The child just knows. The child falls in love with the mother. The very first love that a child has is with the milk of their mother. Pehla pyar laga thand dud. These are the words of Guru Granth Sahib Ji Sache Paatshah. The very first love that the child has in this world, as soon as he comes into this world, is the love for that milk. It does not need to be proven. It does not need to be told. The child just loves that milk in the complete innocence, just like there's a sadhu sitting on the side of the road one day, and he's having this conversation with Akal Purkh. He's saying, "Oh Allah, look at you. You have nobody. You have no mother and father. You have no brother and sister. You have no friends or family. In the same way, I have no mother and father. I'm an orphan. I'm a naat. I have nobody. Mera koi bhi nahi. Tera bhi maa pyo nahi. Tera bhi koi pehn purani hai Allah. Mera bhi koi pehn purani. Mera bhi koi maa pyo nahi. I have no friends, family. I have nobody. Guess what, Allah? There is no difference between me and you. I'm just like you. You are just like me." He has this thought. Then he has the second thought. He says, "Hey Allah, I have this thought in my mind that look, people barely recognize you in this world. People barely recognize you. Nobody in this world admires you. Nobody in this world appreciates everything that you do. Nobody even knows about you. Just like that, I'm a poor person sitting on the side of the road. People walk past me. People don't even look at who I am. Nobody looks at me. Nobody knows who I am. And in the same way, look at that. You are just like me and I'm just like you. There's no difference between us, oh my beloved Allah." Then he says this third thing. He says, "Look, very rare are those people who do appreciate you. Very rare are those people who spend their entire life, who give everything to you. They love you, they meditate upon you. They sacrifice themselves for you." And he says, "Oh Allah, when somebody comes and gives this poor person like me, they give me something to eat, and they give something that they have to me, I get very happy. And just like when somebody gives themselves to you, you get very happy and you shower them with blessings. In the same way, there's no difference between me and you. You are just like me and I'm just like you. There's no difference." And as he's having these lovely conversations with God, there was Hazrat Musa that walked by. He heard. He was very well learned. He had a lot of jnana. He had a lot of jog. He had a lot of bhakti as well. He had a lot of these things, these qualities. Whenever he would sit in the morning, he would connect instantly to Allah. He would connect instantly to that love of Akal Purkh. But today he's walking by and he hears that this poor person that has no respect in the world, there's a poor person who has nothing, who has no power, he's saying that he is like God, that God, Allah, is just like him. He goes up to him, slaps him across the face, and says that, "How dare you call Allah like yourself? You have nothing. You have no power. Allah created this world. He can destroy this world. He is all powerful. He is not like you. He is not small and weak like you." And when he says these to him, that Sufi saint sitting on the side, he starts crying. Tears are flowing from his eyes. And Hazrat Ibn Musa goes. And he, in his mind, is saying that, "I've taught somebody the true power of Allah." And when he goes and he tries sitting and he tries meditating and connecting to Allah, whenever normally he would instantly connect to Allah, today for hours go by. From morning to night he's trying to sit, trying to read his nawaz, he's trying to connect to Allah, but his mind is not connecting, it's going left, right and center. He's saying that normally when I sit here, I can connect to you, oh Allah. But why today he's having this prayer inside of his heart? Normally when we try to do pagati, normally when we try to connect to Akal Purakh, we should also look inside of our jivan. If it's just based on the karam that we do, that we say that we are going to sit down and we are going to connect our mind, or are we actually living that same form inside of our life as well? Are our actions the living form of Akal Purakh? In Bani, which we read, we say that we want to become the living form of Bani. We want to become the living actions. Because there's no difference between Hari De Jan and the way that they live. Satguru ki Bani Sat Sroop hai, Guru Bani Bani hai. We want to become the living Roop of Bani through our actions. Let's look into our actions as well. Just like that, Hazrat Musa is sitting there. He has this prayer and Allah responds back to him inside of his mind. He says, why do you think I would shower you with blessings? Because connecting, experiencing that anand, experiencing that kalyan, experiencing that inner love, being drenched in that love cannot happen without the Guru's kirpa, cannot be there without Akal Purakh's nagar, without the blessings of Akal Purakh. If Akal Purakh wants you to be connected, then he will connect you. If Akal Purakh wants to break all of your bandhan, break away all your chains and make you one with God, then he can make you. But you have no power within yourself. All you can do is connect to Allah and cry out in pain, cry out in love. Hazrat Musa is sitting out there crying out in love, trying everything he can do. And Allah says, why would I shower you with blessings? What is the purpose? Why do you deserve to be showered with blessings? Because this morning you went and slapped me across the face. You slapped me across the face and now you're saying that you want to connect with me. He says, I do not understand. What do you mean by this? Allah says, go and tell that Sufi Sant that he is just like me. You went up to me. You broke that person away from Allah. Because breaking somebody away from love is the worst thing that you can possibly do. And connecting someone is the greatest thing you can possibly do. Todan marga koi paap nahi, te jodan marga koi pun nahi. There's nothing as great as connecting someone and helping someone. But there's nothing as bad as breaking someone away. He says, but what do I have to do? I have to go to that Sufi Sant. He goes, falls at his feet, and he says, that, oh listen, I've made a mistake. You say that Allah has no mother and father, and you have no mother and father? Yes, Allah is just like you. There is no difference between you and Allah. There is no difference between you and God. You say that nobody worships Allah. Where are those people? The entire world is inside of their own maya, inside of their own work, inside of their own family, inside of their own mole and their own attachment. In the same way, nobody recognizes you. Nobody respects you either. There's no difference between you and Allah. You and Allah are just one as the same. Allah tere bhar gaya. And when he says that, where are those people that give everything to Allah, sacrifice themselves, give all their money, because they recognize what the true value of love is. And when somebody recognizes you and they give you something to eat, you get very happy. Allah gets very happy when somebody gives themselves completely to Allah. There's no difference between you and Allah. In the same way, I'm giving my entire self to you right now. I'm telling you that there is no difference between you and Allah. I'm giving myself to Allah. I'm giving myself to you. This is the way po le pai mila rugaraya. How in that complete innocence, how in that complete lowness, in that complete humility, by becoming the lowest of the low, becoming humble, becoming clean, becoming nirmal like water, becoming soft and sweet like dirt, and becoming the lowest and the low, and unrecognizable like that rock, you can become the true form, har jan aisa chahiye, jaisa har hi hoye, because there are faults within everything. Everything that you look upon this world, it has duality. Everything that you look upon, every philosophy that you'll be taught, every teaching that you'll be taught, it will be inside of duality. But the one thing that will be outside of a duality will be that Advaita Rupa Akal Purakh Paramatma. Advaita meaning beyond duality, beyond two. Because when you recognize the true essence, when you truly look inside of yourself, when you truly see yourself for who you actually are, you will see that I am not me and you. I am just you and you. That you are me. That what I see is you. And what I feel is just an experience of my separation from you. Because the first thing that you need to recognize is my separation from you. If we look into the very first Shabad, in the first Raag of Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, we read in Shri Raag, Moti ta mandar usre, ratangin ta hoye jadao, Kabir kungu, agar chandan leap aave chao, mat dekh ula visre, tira chitna aave nao. Because look upon this world, Guru Nanak Dev Ji Sache Paatsha is saying, Moti ta mandar usre, there are many, many palaces. They're embedded with diamonds and marble. And they look great. Moti ta mandar usre, ratni ta hoye jadao, and whether they're studded with diamonds, the thrones are there. Kings are sitting upon these thrones. Kabir kungu, agar chandan. Kastur kungu, agar chandan. Leap aga chao. And whether there's beautiful smells coming from those palaces, whether there's beautiful fragrances, and your heart desires, as soon as you smell that, you get emotionally attached and you jump towards that. But even attaching to all those luxuries, guess what? There's still a chance that I might forget you. Because there's duality within that. There's about four or five different examples. We don't have enough time to go through each of these examples. First, Guru Nanak Dev Ji Sache Paatsha gives the examples of the luxuries, of the beauties, of the enticements of the world. Then they give the examples of how the world in one way, they might entice you with different lust. For actions, they might seduce you, they might give you different pictures. Rupa ka main dosti, just like this world is going to entice you for your mind to be attached to something through lust, through emotional attachment, through emotions, through comforts. Maharaj is saying no, because if you attach yourself to that duality, you do not see you within that, then there is a chance. Mat dekhu la visra tera chitna aave. Now Maharaj brings it back to the same thing. Then they say, look, even if you get all the shakti upon the world, even if you become the biggest saint, even if you have read everything, you become the biggest gyani, even if you reach all of the spiritual states and you become the most knowledgeable and the respected saint in the world, even then there is still a chance between you reaching that state. Mat dekhu la visra tera chitna aave nao. Then Maharaj is saying that even if you become the king of the world, you have all of the political powers in the world, there is still a chance that you will fall. And even if you reach the highest states of the world, even if you don't become the lowest of the low, there is still a chance you will forget that akal purakh. Because if you live inside of duality, if you live your life in two, if you put one foot in the world and you put one foot towards akal purakh, those two boats, they will split apart and you will fall in the middle, you will drown in this world. Maharaj is saying, if you want to connect to akal purakh, put both feet towards the Kalpur, give everything that you have, do not have any duality. If you put both feet, if you give everything to a Kalpur, if you give everything that to that true love, you do not follow that path of the world, you follow that path of Bhakti. Sansariya, Bhaktata Sansariya, Jod Kade Na Aya. This is what Guru Granth Sahib Ji Sache Paatsha is teaching us. One person is traveling towards the south, one person is traveling towards the north, one person is traveling towards the world, one person is traveling towards their love for akal purakh, both those people will not be able to travel together. One person will want to go and connect to the world. One person will want to justify their mind according to the world. One person will not want to justify their mind. They will want to justify what the guru is saying based on what they are doing. That is what the world will do. But what does the guru da pyara do? The guru da pyara does not look at what the world is saying. The guru da pyara does not look at what the actions of themselves and what their mind wants. They will say what the guru says, and they will get rid of the duality within their own mind. And as you are doing this guru pyara, step by step, this is the very first step of that love. We read in Gurbani, Man ki mat tyago harjan eha baat kathani. It is very difficult. This is a very difficult path. What do we have to do to somebody that is walking that path? This is, I'm going just slightly off topic here to give another example. When there's a group of cows walking on the road. Kat, we don't get to watch that here. When we watch in India, there's a road, and there's a cow herder, and there's millions of cows or buffalo that have taken over the entire road. And that cow herder is making those cows walk across the road. One cow goes off to the side and starts eating the grass. It goes off the path. That cow herder or that shepherd, he starts beating that cow, tells it to go back on that path. Maharaj and Gurbani, they say, kut kut manakas vatti lave. When your mind goes off path and off the direction that it's truly supposed to go towards. Pagtata samsariya jodka dina aya, just like that water gets into the pressures of the world, just like that rock is stubborn, just like that dirt is still filled with mal, is going under the pressures of the world, it is still within duality, it's still within that kaal, it still gets affected by time, and it's not chasing that one thing that is beyond affection, is beyond time. When your mind is walking that path, what do you have to do? You have to beat your mind. Just like that, Kabir ji is saying that, what do we have to do? We have to fight our mind. We have to contain our mind. We have to teach our mind in such a way that no, man ki mat, tyago har jan, iha baat kathani. Let go of your mind. Let go of your own intellect. And what do you have to do? Anandin har har naam tyago gur satgur ki mat leni. Take the guru's mat. Let go of your own intellect. And give your mind to your guru. If you can give your mind, if you can give your body, if you can give your wealth, mind meaning the things that you think, your perceptions. Body meaning the things, your karams, your actions. And tan, the things that you might attach yourselves to. Meaning your own desires. If you can give up your desires, if you can give up your actions, if you can give up your own mind, give up all of these things, tan man tan sab so gur ko hukum manne apaiye. If you can give up all of these things and accept the hukum, only and only then will you be able to eventually realize through the guru's kirpa, आवरण जाना हुक्म ते सायका हुक्म है बुझ समावेंगे बहुत हम कावे आएंगे because then you will not feel the need. There will be no need for you to come back onto this world because you are free from this. बहुत हम कावे आएंगे because if you are free, if you've truly recognized yourself, you are onto this world for one reason only, and that is connect to your guru, experience that love, and get out of this duality. Khair guru pyaryo, we've come from this time to an end. But let's just focus back on that one thing that we started this vichar from. And that is from that nimrta. That is becoming the lowest of the low in this world. Because if we become the lowest of the low, not only to ourselves, but to others as well. So those good six. And I mentioned that is the very first teaching that we can give ourselves. That when we walk into this guru darbar, when we walk into the sangat of those gurmukhs, let's not hold our thought. Because what does this world do? The world says this. That I'm going to worship my mind and I'm going to question my guru. But what does the guru say? The guru says, worship the guru. Worship Akal Purkh and question your mind. We tend to do the opposite. But what we need to do is we need to question our mind. Nanak parkhe aapko, taan parkh jaan. Question our mind and worship the guru. This is the path of bhakti. We have yoga. The way. Then we have the bhakti, that love. Then we need to have that guru's gyan, that light residing inside of our mind. Within these three things, we can find that apayata, we can find that leenata, we can find that oneness within that guru. Khair guru pyaryo, I wanted to speak about Guru Angad Dev Ji Sache Pacha. How Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj, they had truly given themselves. How Guru Arjan Dev Ji Sache Pacha, truly being in the dar of Guru Ram Das Ji Pacha. How they truly became when Guru Angad Dev Ji, Pai Lana Ji came to Guru Nanak Dev Ji. They said, that what is your name, O Akhandage? My name is Lena. They said, Acha, if you're Lena, then fir main Dena. If you've come to take, I'm here to give you. Lena means taking, Dena means giving. These are the things that I wanted to speak about, but it's all within Guru's hukam. Whatever the Guru Maharaj wants us to listen to, whatever Guru Maharaj wants us to speak, that is all what Guru Maharaj will make us do. Maharaj, we are the dancers. Maharaj, we are the actors. You are the one pulling the strings behind us. Let's help ourselves recognize that so we can actually let go. Because if we hold on to that chinta, we just hold on to that duality. Let go of that chinta, let go of that duality, because everything is just within that same play. We are those actors. Once the drama stops, once the act stops, once the director says, cut, once the action has stopped, then the actor has no purpose inside of that film anymore. Just like that, when the director is going to say that this world of yours is coming to an end, then the actor has no job anymore. Just like in this world, we are acting. Let's act in that love. ਖੈਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ ਇੰਨੀਆਂ ਵਿਚਾਰਾਂ ਆਪ ਜੀ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਨ ਕਰਨੀਆਂ ਵਿਚਾਰਾਂ ਕਰਦਿਆਂ ਏਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਅਨੇਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਏਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਅਨੇਕ ਹੀ ਭੁੱਲਾਂ ਚੁੱਕਾ ਗਲਤੀਆਂ ਹੋ ਗਈਆਂ ਨੇ ਆਪ ਜੀ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਦਾ ਅਣਜਾਣ ਬੱਚਾ ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਮਾਫ ਕਰ ਦੇਣਾ ਜੀ ਅੱਗੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸੋਧੋ ਤੇ ਸਪਸ਼ਟ ਬਾਣੀ ਪੜ੍ਹਨ ਦੀ ਆਪ ਜੀ ਅਸੀਸ ਬਖਸ਼ਣੀ ਜੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰਨੀ ਅਸੀਸ ਬਖਸ਼ਦਿਆਂ ਹੋਇਆ ਸਾਰੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਗੱਜ ਵੱਜ ਕੇ ਕਲਗੀਧਰ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਬਖਸ਼ੀ ਹੋਏ ਫਤਿਹ ਗੱਜ ਵੱਜ ਕੇ ਬੁਲਾਓ ਜੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ